Hey there, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today is an all-artist edition of the show. First up, we'll be interviewing David Hone, the artist behind the illustrations in the Imagination Station book series.
Plus, we're going to announce the winners of the Green Ring Art Contest.
Yeah, and instead of just announcing their names, we get to call some of them on the phone to surprise them.
Which is perfect, because I've always wanted to be that guy who tells the winners that their dreams are coming true.
Come on down. You've just won an all-expense-paid trip to Odyssey. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to attend.
Well, something like that. Though our prize is a pre-release copy of Album 54.
Which is just as cool.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk to artist David Hone.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
No, we're doing well.
So, David, when did you start drawing?
Every five-year-old is an artist at some level
true.
Or another. And I just kind of never stopped.
Do your parents draw? Are they artists? Is this something that you sort of caught genetically?
I suppose so, yeah. My mom is a very talented artist. And I would come home from school and she'd be working on some kind of a project. And I was fascinated. I would just see her working, and then I'd want to grab pencil and paper and sort of draw alongside with her.
David, I know that artists tend to have certain things that they really like to draw. What was it that really got you jazzed when you were younger?
Okay, so we're back to about the age of 6 or 7.
Yeah,
and,
okay. Yeah.
I am a child of the 80s, and so Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So what I would do is, and this is probably the thing that kept me going like crazy, I would get my work done in class as quickly as possible, and I had an amazing teacher who would let me draw after my work was done. So I would do these very intricate, I'm pretty sure it was the Battle of Hoth scenes. Anyway, the ice planet.
Now, was that pencil, color pencil? Do you have a favorite medium? I mean, maybe back then, and what do you like to use drawing today?
You know, anything that's at hand. My favorite medium is whatever is going to elicit a response from my audience. The thing that's always been available to me, probably because it is relatively easy to clean up, I'm sure my mom has something to do with this, is watercolor. Kind of my go-to medium.
You know, David, I imagine that some of our listeners who have these books, they'll look at the cover and they'll think, you know, if I had 6, 8 months, I may be able to do that. How long does it take you to do something like that?
The amount of time that I spend on it is probably about a week. A week to a week and a half. But keep in mind, this is my job, so I spend all day, every day working on.
Which is why you're a pro. You are the the go-to guy.
Like anything, you get faster the more you do it. And there's a lot of back and forth as we revise sketches and get details absolutely right and make sure the cover is just this thing that's going to grab the viewer and make them want to read this book.
Wow.
Okay.
You do a beautiful job. Do you have a particular place you like to draw? I mean, is there music you listen to? What do you do to kind of get in the right mood?
Currently, I share a studio with a number of other illustrators and graphic designers and architects. Which is great. It keeps the energy really high. And when I'm really getting into a project, that's the part where I have to, like, kind of shut out the world. I put on headphones. I listen to lots of classical music and just try to let my mind wander. Then I try to sketch it out really fast and then move on to the next possible idea, the next way of depicting this moment.
So, David, did the publisher, the author, come to you and say, this is the scene we would like to represent it on the cover, or do they leave it to you to make suggestions?
One of the things that your listeners might be surprised to discover is that cover art, in particular, very often is created before the story is even written, which is always a challenge. The author, of course, has a rough idea of what's going to happen, but there's no text. And either the author or the editor will say, well, this is the most important scene. And, if you can keep the cover to this moment, that would be great. And then my job is, okay, great. How many ways can I depict that so that it's this really compelling image.
Well, I'm partial to the Horse and Rider on Revenge of the Red Knight. I think especially the way that you handle the light source in that one, you did a really nice job. There are a lot of young people, David, out there listening who enjoy sketching, maybe during class when they should be doing something else, which is how most of us got our start.
Your work is done.
Yeah, exactly. Is there something that you would say to them as they're trying to figure out what to do with this gift that they have and they want to develop it? What would you say?
Well, first I would say get your official schoolwork done before you start sketching. The next one is just keep doing it. That's really the biggest thing. I didn't have any particularly more or less talent than any other 6 or 7 year old. What I noticed is that it's those people who just can't help but draw that keep on doing it while you know, other people find, hey, I really enjoy soccer more than drawing, or I really enjoy playing piano more than drawing. But if drawing is what you genuinely want to do, it's just a matter of doing one bad drawing and then a good drawing and then a bad drawing, and then eventually you'll start to notice that the good drawings kind of happen a little bit more often than the bad drawings.
I think every artist, especially young artists, are going to have certain things that they struggle with. I remember when I was young, hands drove me crazy. Was there anything that you, kind of a hurdle you needed to clear and you just kind of keep going? You talked about sticking with the bad drawings and keep trying. Was there something that you had in that department?
Yes, and I can relate completely with hands. Hands continue to be a big issue for me and for lots of professional illustrators. I'm sure some of your audience will notice, like they'll look at certain pictures and they'll notice that hands and feet get hidden, they get put in pockets or behind grass and things like that. I vividly remember being about 14 years old and realizing I didn't draw hands very well. And so my solution was not particularly clever. I simply grabbed a pad of drawing paper and I have 2 hands. And so I just drew my hands over and over and over again. And I actually draw hands reasonably well now.
Well, David, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of your background with us. And there are just so many neat things going on in Adventures in Odyssey. We're glad you're part of one aspect of it.
And I'm having a blast. I was just thinking, I have one of the best jobs in the world.
I really wish I could draw like that guy.
Yeah. You know, Jess, I could see some of our art contest winners being professional artists like David someday.
Definitely. And speaking of our winners, I'm getting a little antsy to make those calls.
Yeah, me too. And remember, each winner gets an Odyssey poster plus a pre-release copy of Album 54 that they can hear before anyone else. Let's dial the number and get our first winner on the line.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rock Westman?
Yes!
Rock, I'm happy to announce that you're the first winner in the Green Ring Art Contest. Great job!
Yes! This means that I'm going to hear Album 54 before everyone else, right?
Wait a minute, Jesse. Rock Westman?
Yes?
Brock, is that you?
I gotta go!
How did he get his name on the winner's list?
No, I think he has connections.
Diane?
I thought she was working with you now. Anyway, our first real winner is from the 0 to 7 age group, Caleb from Melrose Place, Illinois.
Hello?
Hello, Caleb?
Yeah.
Hi, Caleb. This is Jesse.
And this is Bob.
And we're from
the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. How are you doing?
Good.
Did you submit an Odyssey bill in our Green Ring Conspiracy Art Contest?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we got the right Caleb. Guess what? You won.
Thanks.
Now talk about just some of the other details. You put these bags of money in the corners. I thought that was really funny. What gave you the idea to put bags of money on the dollar bill?
Because it was robbers who tried to make big dollar bills.
And robbers usually carry money in bags, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations again, Caleb. Great job.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up, in the 8 and 9 year old category, we've got Rachel from Lee's Summit, Missouri. But we're actually calling her in South Korea.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, this is Jesse.
And this is Bob from the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
And we wanted to let you know that you are the winner of the Green Ring Art Contest.
Cool.
Well, first, we got to thank you for taking our call because you're not in Missouri right now, are you?
No, I'm in South Korea.
Wow, I think that's like 14 hours ahead of us right now, so it's really early in the morning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Rachel, can you tell us what you're doing in Korea?
Well, I was actually sleeping.
Well, when you're awake in Korea, what do you do? Is your family missionaries in Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And my dad, he preaches in churches.
That is so cool. And we had a couple questions. I wanted to know, what made you decide to use Connie on your bill?
She's my favorite character. And I thought of the word counterfeit, and I decided to switch it to Connie Fit.
That was actually my favorite part. It says Connie Fit Money on the top, and then you put real next to it, which I thought was really, really funny.
Thank you.
It was great talking to you, Rachel. God bless you.
Bye, Rachel. Good night.
Bye.
Moving on, in the 10 and 11-year-old category, we've got James from Roy, Washington.
Hello?
Hello, James.
Yes?
My name's Bob, and I understand that you have been creating bills that look like Adventures in Odyssey currency. Is that right?
Yes.
Could it be that you've entered a contest called the Green Ring Conspiracy Art Contest?
Yes.
Guess what? You won!
Wow! I won?
Yes,
in fact, you won.
Jesse's here with me, and we wanted to congratulate you.
Wow, thanks.
James, you did. Your bill was so cool, and honestly, it scared me a little bit. So why did you choose to put Dr. Blackard on the face of your bill?
Because he's like the Odyssey villain, and he's like keeps coming back, so I thought he'd be pretty cool to put on the bill.
What's something that somebody might have missed that you incorporated into your design?
Where it usually says, like, the Secretary of the Treasury, I put Phil Klossman, City Councilman.
Well, I see it there. Jesse, can you see that?
I do. I love that.
We're looking at it right now. Well, congratulations, James. We really appreciated it, and thank you for entering the contest.
Thank you.
Jumping over to our other coast, in the 12 and 13-year-old category, it's Emmalyn from Elk Mills, Maryland.
Emmalyn speaking.
Yeah, hi, Emmalyn. This is Jesse from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
And this is Bob.
Congratulations for winning the 13 and 12 age category.
Thank you very much.
I loved your bill because, of course, I'm a huge Matthew fan. So tell me, why did you choose to put Matthew Parker on your $53 bill?
Because he's a popular character and because I had a picture of him in a Clubhouse magazine, so.
Is there something about your bill that you might want to point out to people who want to take a little closer look at it?
Well, in Matthew's hand, there's an appleberry that says on the screen, tiny, it says password.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And then underneath his name, it says Treasurer of the Appleberry.
Yes.
I love it.
And thanks for entering the contest. Awesome job.
Thank you.
Our next winner is Catherine from Evergreen, Colorado.
Just up the road.
Well, right now she's at Camp Idrahaji.
Hey, I visited that camp when I was a kid.
Really?
I did.
You know, she's the winner in the 14 to 17 category.
Hello?
Is this Catherine?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine, you are not an easy person to track down. This is Bob from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. How are you doing?
Hi.
Well, you know what? We tracked you down at Camp Idrahaji because we have a little something to tell you. Go ahead, Jess.
Catherine, you are the winner of the Green Ring Art Contest.
Awesome!
We love that bill. That is it is just the most awesome Connie I've ever seen in my life.
Thanks.
So tell us, how long did it take you to do this work of art?
Well, I saw it like a day or two before it was due, and so I was like, oh, Mom, I have to do this. So she's like, okay, we'll do it now, and yeah.
Well, you did an amazing job with the color. I think it's one of the most colorful entries we had in any category.
And did you use metallic ink or something? Because this thing really shines in the light.
Oh, yeah. I got these really shiny pins at this one homeschool group kind of thing, and I thought that would look good.
Well, we just want to thank you again for taking the time to enter the contest and again, tell you what a wonderful job you did.
Thank you so much.
And finally, we've got Joseph, who was the winner in the 18 and older category.
Please leave a message after the beep and we'll return your call. Thanks.
Well, Bob, what do you think we should do?
I guess we better leave a message.
Okay.
Hey there, Odyssey fan. I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. And Joseph, you are the winner in the 18 and older category of the Green Ring Art Contest. Congratulations! I don't know about you, Bob, but delivering exciting news makes my day.
Oh, it's awesome. And if our listeners want to see all the winners and finalists, they can visit our website at witsend.org/podcast.
All the runners-up will get an Odyssey CD through the mail. So if you are a finalist, be watching your mailbox.
Thanks to everyone who entered the contest. If you didn't win, don't worry. We'll have more contests coming up.
Plus, Album 54 is just around the corner. It'll be available for digital download in September and on CD in October. Plus, episodes will air on the radio this fall.
While you're on the website, don't forget to vote for the finalists in the Avery Awards. We'll have those winners on our next podcast.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us at witsend.org/podcast or call our toll-free comment line at 1-855-784-WIT. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.